USA Radio News with Dan Duraki.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owners, several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that the people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Three Republican House members are facing fines after defying the body's mask requirements. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fined for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control, because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Florida boy has gone viral for his speech to his school board over their mask mandate. Lance Fry with the story.
A 10-year-old Florida boy shamed his local school board during a public meeting last week, calling the district's mask mandate unfair to kids during an emergency session on reopening guidelines.
Teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there's a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered, but I'm not allowed a mask break like her. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense.
The boy identified as John says he's a student at Felix A. Williams Elementary School in Martin County. That's about a dozen miles north of West Palm Beach. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Yankees' Corey Kluber tossed the sixth no-hitter of the MLB season on Wednesday, blanking the Texas Rangers 2-0. Kluber struck out 9 in the Yankees' first no-no since July of 1999. Kluber's performance coming just one night after Detroit Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull no-hit the Seattle Mariners. It's also the second time that the Rangers have been the victims of a no-hitter this season, being blanked by the Padres' Joe Musgrove on April 9th in the first no-hitter in San Diego's history. 2021 is the first season in MLB history that six no-hitters have been thrown before June. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.